I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, April 24. Coming up, national security representatives to get counterterrorism training. Assessment underway to calculate fallout in agricultural sector after heavy rains. And Maypen residents to get easier access to diagnostic health services. The news in detail after the break.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. An assessment is being carried out to determine the extent of the damage to the country's agriculture sector arising from 2 days of heavy rains on the weekend. Representatives from the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, are jointly conducting the assessment.
The officers are now patrolling the farm areas and collecting information as it relates to damage that might have occurred as a result of the recent flood rains. We are getting reports that there are landslides in some areas, flooding and wilting as it relates to water logging of crops.
Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Peter Thompson. He says the information will be made available as soon as the assessment is complete. 40 persons from various agencies under the National Security Portfolio are to receive training in counterterrorism response and management. This after the recent signing of a Memorandum of Understanding involving the Ministry of National Security, Ministry of Transport and Mining, and the Caribbean Maritime Institute. The 40 trainees are members of the Ministry of National Security Counterterrorism Forum, CT Forum, which includes representatives from the Jamaica Constabulary Force Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch, National Investigation Bureau, Jamaica Defense Force, Financial Investigations Division, Jamaica Customs Agency, and the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. They will each complete a postgraduate diploma in strategic counterterrorism management at the Caribbean Maritime Institute's CMI over 9 months. State Minister in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the training initiative is in keeping with ongoing plans to modernize the national security infrastructure.
It is our duty in the effort to secure our nation, to protect our people, to take those proactive steps to acquire the necessary equipment, to reach out to our sister and brother ministries and to work with agencies to ensure that we are putting together the necessary systems for our country to be safer and more productive.
Senator Charles was speaking at the recent MOU signing ceremony. Residents of Maypen are soon to have easier access to diagnostic services with the establishment of a radiology center by Erin Radiology Limited. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says construction of the center should begin by May 1, noting that its establishment is at no cost to the government.
It provides an MRI service, the only one of its kind, in the middle or in the area of Jamaica, and that's an important element of development to the people of Maypen.
Minister Henry was speaking at the handing over of 6 ambulances to the Maypen Hospital in Denbigh-Clarendon recently. The ambulances were provided by the European Union EU under the Programme for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC. Other developments to be undertaken at the Maypen Hospital include the establishment of an area for research and development and a private wing to support other areas of the hospital. And the National Water Commission, NWC, is reporting that its 2 major storage facilities in the corporate area are at 99% of their capacity. President of the NWC, Mark Barnett, says the water company is enjoying good flows into its storage systems, especially at the Hermitage Dam and the Mona Reservoir. Mr. Barnett explains that the increased levels are due to reasonable amount of rainfall and the proper management of storage. He notes, however, that while the systems are doing well, it's necessary for Jamaicans to continue practicing conservation measures.
I always want to encourage our customers, consumers as well, to conserve. Don't take it for granted that it is always going to be there. We know what we have experienced in the last couple of years, and we really don't want to go back there.
Mr. Barnett was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The NWC head says the agency will continue to do its part to reduce water loss. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.